The rest of the story. Since the first century A.D., the Christian church has been at war with a peruke. Early church fathers denied a Christian blessing to anybody wearing one. The second century Greek theologian, Tertullian, declared them inventions of the devil. The third century, Bishop Cyprian turned worshipers wearing them away from the church door, a sign of paganism, he called it. By 692 A.D., the wrath of the church against the peruke had escalated to unprecedented proportions. That was the year the Council of Constantinople decreed that any Christian wearing such an abomination would be excommunicated. Eventually, the church became divided on the issue, even to the point of some priests wearing perukes. The clergymen opposed continued to express their disapproval vehemently and sometimes violently. Perukes were called many things down through the years. Ramillies, Cadogan, Sunday buckles, brigadiers, but when it came right down to it, a peruke was a peruke, and scarcely anything that anybody could wear could possibly be worse. The War of the Perukes kept on raging, even in the English colonies. Most Massachusetts Puritans predictably were against the infernal peruke. Increase Mather, a renowned Boston preacher, railed against him from his pulpit. One Massachusetts missionary, a fellow named John Elliott, observing how the colonists had suffered during the Indian Wars, proclaimed such to have been punishment for wearing perukes. Now the rest of the story. Ever so gradually, times changed. Harvard students began wearing perukes. The school's president disapproved, but he didn't disallow them, and the custom spread to wealthy Virginia planters, to innkeepers and bricklayers and blacksmiths, and yes, more and more ministers of the gospel began wearing perukes and began defending them from the pulpit. Even stodgy old Increase Mather's son, Cotton Mather, became enamored of, proudly sported a peruke of his own. But you know something? I'll bet you'd not have to pry too deeply into the private opinions of some God-fearing men and women, even today, to discover reservations, resentments regarding the peruke, a hangover perhaps from that once upon a time when the simplest Christian blessing was denied to anyone wearing such an invention of the devil. Why, you could not even get past a church doorway wearing a peruke. And don't forget that by the dawn of the 8th century, you were asking for excommunication by flaunting the despicable thing. For such was considered an even greater sin than adultery in those days. An even greater sin than adultery. Even though today it's perfectly permissible to enter a house of worship, even to kneel, even to pray, wearing a toupee. Now you know the rest of the story.